Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. No matter how much you think you know what is coming in the near future, there are always unexpected surprises. Here are a few events I expect will or might occur before the end of this year. As the automotive industry is switching from heavy use of palladium in catalytic converters back to platinum, the relative prices of the two metals are changing. In March last year, the price of palladium was more than triple that of platinum. Since then, palladium's price has fallen about 60%. Now palladium's only worth about 30% more than platinum. Don't be shocked if, by the end of this year, palladium's price falls below that of platinum. As a result of this month's meeting of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries plus Russia being held without media attendance, expect actions that will further restrict global oil production. This action will have the result of boosting oil prices, which will lead to a higher rate of consumer price increases than we have seen over the past year. As many as 30 nations want to join the BRICS bloc, formed by Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. There is some speculation that at the BRICS upcoming meeting on August 22, that a new world currency backed by gold could be announced. Central banks have been building gold reserves in anticipation that such event will happen sooner rather than later. Once announced, expect the fall in the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar to happen even faster and the price of gold to soar. When Jimmy Carter was president, consumer prices were rising fast as the U.S. dollar lost value. Foreign governments and central banks pressured the U.S. Treasury to issue debt denominated in German marks and Swiss francs. That didn't happen then. However, as foreign governments, central banks, and investors reduce their holdings of U.S. Treasuries, that issue could soon resurface. With 10-year U.S. Treasury interest rates now almost to their highest levels in two decades, don't be surprised if China soon demands that the U.S. Treasury issue debt denominated in the Chinese yuan. Ouch! The rest of this year will challenge your finances. Are you prepared? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.